Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy? Hey, buddy, what's going on? Oh, I'll tell you what's going on, Shane. We got another weekend of SEC action. We got the cousins piling in here. I mean, it's just the best time of the year. You know what?
It is. And I know I've heard it all week, Mike. Man, these games suck, you know? But let's move forward. Let's go to March or April, and we would beg for this weekend lineup. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Brother, I'm telling you, there's just something in the air. I've been thinking about it all week. I've been thinking about it when I'm putting my picks together. There's just upset in the air. And I think I got the team figured out. But I may be wrong, but I know for sure one of these teams are going to go down.
At least one, right?
At least one. You could make the case for two, but definitely one. Maybe it's the Halloween. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, you know, they got the candies out. They got smoke things filled. I went to Lowe's the other day, and apparently they sell 75-foot skeletons. I'm like, how the hell? I mean, what is going on here? So I'm ready for Halloween, but it just feels like, I mean, we got a blackout going on in College Station. It's just, I don't know. It just feels kind of weird right now, Mike.
So needless to say, you bought the 75-foot skeleton, right?
Well, I mean, it did cross my mind, and I was like, how am I going to – I guess you prop it up against the house. I just don't see how it could stay vertical. It's like me this weekend after I've had a little too much Tennessee Legend Distillery.
Hey, A. Bebe says definitely one means no one's getting upset. Yeah, so, hey, maybe you want to go on over. Shout out our presenting sponsor, MyBookie. Fade the picks we're about to give you.
Yeah.
But most importantly, don't forget to put in that promo code SEC when you sign up for an account. Right now, they're hooking the cousins up, Shane, with a one-time rollover up to 100%. Full refund up to $500, excuse me.
Yes.
If you miss your first pick, they'll refund whatever you put in there as long as you put in that promo code SEC when you start your MyBookie account. And like Shane was saying, do this responsibly, but yes, do it as much as you can responsibly. Go check them out, Tennessee Legend.
Absolutely. Go over here, check out the cousins at Tennessee Legend. There's several locations here in Sevierville. There's also one in Nashville. And I've got a Tennessee Legend, Mike. So tomorrow morning we'll debut who that Tennessee Legend is. Somebody said, hey, I finally got this stuff sent to my house. So if you can go to your package store and you tell them you need Tennessee Legend on your shelves down there, they will send it, and you just need to take a picture and send it to us, and you will be debuted as Tennessee Legend. So look forward to that, Mike. Got a whole bunch of cool stuff going on. The Sevierville locations, I'm going to be, I want to get the dates correct. I'm going to be at the Sevierville location on the 10th and the 24th. So if you're coming in for some sipping and you want to hang out, talk a little college ball with me, I'll be there at the first location by the Tarjay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, Shane, college football is our favorite thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way to make it better. Some Tennessee Legends, some my bookie. You know what? Come on.
It's like peanut butter and jelly, you know?
And the only thing that makes it better too, Shane?
Yeah.
JR, shout out JR. What a legend. Even on a bye, it's not a bye week for his team, but it's a bye week for many.
The legend, JR. Cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR.
Kentucky fans are like, what the hell, Mike?
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. I was just thinking, hell, everybody else is on a bye. I figured they were too.
Yeah.
Shout out, Dion Hawkins. You've been gifted by JR. Dion, welcome
to the family.
And then the other legend, he ain't on a bye either, Shane. Steven Up.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steve. Damn. He gifted five, Shane. Five memberships.
Yes.
He got Joshua Duncan,
mm-hmm,
Adam Bray, Davey Boy, Terrell McClard, and Payne Mullins.
Welcome to the family.
We appreciate you,
Payne Mullins. Think he's related? You think? Is that Dan's cousin? I don't know. Jared Jones, come on now. Hook him up, love. That's what I like to see. Yeah. Staying with the family for a while, you know, some of that longevity. I like to see Tony in the comments as well. Here is a couple of dollars to start the hype for Shane or his wife to be a guest chef on SEC Mike's show when Paul makes it to Tuscaloosa.
Shane's banned.
Yeah, that's the first thing that happens. Yeah, I'll be the Clay Travis.
Oh, shout out Cousin Spencer. He just gifted too, Shane. Man, cousins are in a good
Yeah,
I know
are.
It's not Friday mood, but it's close enough for us. It kind of is Friday for us. Shout out Cousin Spencer. He gifted Shane.
Brad Williams.
Brad Williams.
Welcome to the family. Hell yeah. Come on now. I tell you, I got to do something tomorrow, Mike. I didn't want... She's in the other room, so I got to say it quietly. There's an Apple Fest that's going on. I've totally forgot about this. I set up a tea time. And I was like, looks like we're going to be golfing with the boys on Friday, you know? And then they're like, no, there's an Apple thing. I got to go to Irwin, Tennessee. And I said, you know what? I need to make this deposit, right? Because I'm not leaving the couch Saturday. I'm watching college football from dusk till dawn. So that's where I'll be tomorrow. So if you get a chance, that significant other that's allowing you to watch college football all weekend or NFL all weekend, be sure to give them a little bit tomorrow.
Right. It's like you got to pay the toll, you know?
Yeah, it's like a deposit, you know? You can't just keep withdrawing at the ATM. It'll be $0 before you know it, you know? You got to put some money in there.
Right. Well, speaking of money, Shane.
Yes.
I got another way for the cousins to get some money this weekend.
Okay.
Prize Picks. Don't forget them, Shane. Maybe they don't want to wager on the games. Maybe they just want to do daily fantasy.
Yes.
Our friends at Prize Picks, they got daily fantasy projections for all the sports, but we love it because they got college football. So, you know, again, they put out like passing yards, receiving yards, rushing yards, touchdowns, and they give you an estimate of what they'll do. And all you got to do is more than or less than.
Yeah.
I've been cold as hell making my prize pick. So maybe you want to fade me here, but I got a couple and I got a new strategy, Shane. You want to hear it?
Yes.
All right. Give me Arch Manning. His rushing yards, 24 and a half rushing yards, more than, less than, Shane, you already know. I'm going less than for Arch Manning on the road in the swamp. I do not think he gets 25 rushing yards. Again, sacks, you know, things of that nature, they count against you.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that one?
I mean, honestly, your picks are so bad. I feel like he may have 100 yards in this game.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Totally fair. Well, how about this one, Shane?
Yes.
DJ Lagway, same game.
Yeah.
Half a passing touchdown.
Oh.
Give me the less than for DJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ. Oh, man.
I'm out. I've been saying the more than with him all year. Doing the less than.
Like one touchdown. Jeez, it feels like that's teed up for a yes. So I'm going to go yes, he will get one touchdown.
Okay. And then how about the outstanding Marcel Reed playing Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Again, I'm going rushing 38 and a half. Give me the less than. He's only got 119 on the year.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the less that they've kind of gone away from him, thankfully. We've been calling for it. They've been going more Le'Veon Moss.
Yeah.
Give me the less than 38 and a half rushing yards for Marcel.
Very good. Interesting. Because there were moments in that Tennessee-Mississippi State game last week, but Aguilar is nowhere near as fast as Marcel Reed. So, damn, I think I'm going to go opposite here. I think Marcel does get more than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see what you're doing. You're just fading me, which that's a smart play. And then last one, Shane, Ty Simpson.
Yes.
298 and a half passing yards against Vanderbilt.
Uh-huh.
Sensing a theme here, Shane. Give me the less than 298 and a half passing yards. So I don't think he gets to 299 passing yards against mighty Vanderbilt. What's your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I mean, when you only possess it for one quarter of the game. So, I mean, that's not a terrible bet. I think I like that one.
Okay, finally, I got one that you like. But, yeah, fade me away and get you some money over at Prize Picks. You know what?
Hell yeah, man. And it's fun. It's always fun playing Prize Picks because, you know, if your team's on a bye, which a lot of us are, this is a good time to have a little skin in the game.
Yeah, and that promo code SEC, get your play 5, get 50 over at Prize Picks. Got that Tennessee Legends in your hands, you're going to have a good time. You know what?
If I gave Mike 5, there's no way in hell he'd give me 50. Think, but Prize Picks will.
Hey, shout out, Shade. We got Jared James here. Give us $5. Hook 'em, Texas is back in your graces after this weekend. Ooh. That's a big question. So that'll be a talking point we're going to dive into here in just a second. Mm-hmm. But, hey, Shane, shout out our great cousin, Cousin James Bryant. He's back with another weather report. He's got over 100,000 followers on Facebook at James Bryant Meteorologist. Go check him out. Or KATV James on the Twitters /X, whatever you want to call it. So, and hey, he's money on his picks too. He's only gotten one wrong all year.
Yeah.
You're going to want to listen up here, Shane, because he's got one hell of a pick here. So here's James Bryant. Cousin James with the latest weather report.
All right, it's going to be week 6 of the college football season. We only have 5 SEC games this weekend and a pretty easy forecast. It's the beginning of October. It's still really warm. We have a lot of great weather. Only one game where you have to worry about rain this weekend. There are a few locations where you might have to worry about some wind. Let's start with the morning kickoff. That's 12 local time in Athens. That's Kentucky at Georgia. It's going to be pretty nice. Temperatures topping out in the upper 70s. It could be windy. Wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour out of the east. For this game, those sustained winds will be between 10 and maybe 15 miles per hour. Again, that high temperature, 80 degrees max, can be pretty nice. The afternoon kickoffs, two very big games in the conference. We'll start with those before we get to the non-conference game. We'll start in Tuscaloosa. Vanderbilt goes to Alabama. And that's going to be a mid-afternoon kick that I'll be tuning into. We'll have temperatures that are going to be in the mid-80s max. Temperature dropping towards the very end of the game. Again, a very nice afternoon there in Tuscaloosa. You go further southeast towards Gainesville, and this is Texas at Florida. That's going to be 3:30 local time, 2:30 central. That game will have temperatures in the 80s, but there's going to be about a 40 to 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms and an east wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour with wind gusts up to 20 to 25 miles per hour. So keep that in mind. Weather could be an issue for the game in Gainesville. Hopefully you avoid any lightning, but there could be some rain, also a little bit of wind. Further towards the west out in Oklahoma, it's going to be a bit warmer. I expect temperatures may actually top out in the upper 80s in Norman on a Saturday afternoon. This is 3:00 central time kick for Kent State at Oklahoma. Still pretty nice, also a little bit breezy, but that breeze may actually be pretty nice as you deal with a little bit of wind. The only SEC night game that we have this week after an absolutely loaded week 5 slate is a game that I'm really going to be tuned into because as a Mississippi State graduate, I've been super impressed with the improvement Mississippi State has made this year. They played in a classic game last week in Starkville, and it's the Maroon Bowl with Mississippi State down in College Station, and this is a 6:30 central kick. It is going to be a hot afternoon down in southeast Texas. Temperatures are going to be very close to 90 degrees. Otherwise, though, it is going to be pretty nice. The wind going to be quite a bit lighter. Should be a perfect night for some football because after the sun sets, those temperatures are going to drop down into the low 80s and then upper 70s by the end of the game. So overall, a pretty good weekend. Keep an eye on the radar if you are going to be headed to Texas at Florida. That's the one game where we might have to worry about a thunderstorm or two. My pick of the week is Florida to beat Texas. That's the one I think is going to surprise us this week. And we'll see. Can't wait to watch all the football this weekend, guys.
Man, Billy saving his job, according to Cousin James. How crazy would that be?
You could take him out of the weather booth, but you cannot take the Arkansas out of the boy right there. Just picking on them Longhorns. I love it.
Yeah, and remember, he's only missed one all season. And he's picked some upsets before. So I just thought that was interesting. And also the fact that he said that'll be the only game affected by weather. Mm-hmm. Who knows, man? Both those teams have been kind of inconsistent on the offensive side of the football. So you add in a little weather.
Yeah.
Take the under. Yeah. Over at my bookie. Just say it. You know what?
I'll tell you, I heard a lot of wet ball talk with Sarkisian's presser the other day.
Well, hey, just a little quick recap, Shane. Again, here's where we're at, where we right before we make our predictions. The Cousins kicking our butts, Shane. They got 53 games right. Damn. I got them all right last week, so I kind of caught up. I got them at 52. Steven's at 51. And Cousin Shane's just coming back this week. He's in last place at 50. But you're going to correct that right here, aren't you?
Temporary setback for a major comeback, as they say.
Just like Cousin Brandon McIver, Shane.
Hell yeah, McIver.
He just gifted a membership to J-Dog. J-Dog,
welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Brandon McIver.
One of my favorite shows growing up.
I can't not think of that. You know what?
No. I mean, kids don't get to appreciate it. You know, you have like two good shows that you can watch. Now they got 1,000. I get on Netflix and Amazon Prime. It's like I have a million options, almost too many options.
Right. Hey, all right, so let's get into our pick, Shane, but real quick, shout out Chase Moore. So he's our celebrity cousin pick, and man, just wait till I unveil his predictions. He went all out for this. So this is pretty awesome. He says Cousins are staying in the lead this week. M-I-Z.
Oh, shit. Come on now.
All right, first game, Shane. It's the only non-conference matchup that we got in the Southeastern Conference this weekend. We got Oklahoma.
Yes. Up.
You can hear my dog. He's calling them Sooners here at 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central on the SEC Network. Oklahoma favored by 44.5 points, 53.5 to over under. How bad them Sooners gonna whip Kent State?
I think they're gonna whip them pretty bad, and that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to here is, you know, what does the backup look like? Because again, we're anticipating John Mateer to be back by that Red River Shootout, maybe the South Carolina game. There's some that saying potentially October 25th will be that debut. So we don't know exactly how long we need Hawkins, and that's why I think the valuable reps that you get this week during Kent State is super, super important here. This is a guy that we forget how electric he can be, and there's a reason he won the job last year, Mike. And it wasn't, I don't think, totally because Jackson was blowing it. I felt like this was Mike had an opportunity. He took advantage of it, but unfortunately, I think he needed time to grow into this program. And so I say all that to say this. This is not a football game, but do not expect a vanilla playbook. Expect an Oklahoma team to come out here and take advantage of this preseason game, if you will. That's kind of what it feels like for me, man. I got score. This one's out of hand. 56, Kent State 3. This is not a ball game, but again, I think it's important for those developmental reps this week.
Is that just the halftime score?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't surprise me if it's not 49-0 at half, Mike.
Yeah, this is literally one of the worst teams in the country.
Yes.
Particularly on the defensive side of the football. So this is a perfect opportunity to get Hawkins going here. I'm fascinated to see what he looks like. But I don't know. You tell me this, Shane, because I think if we like fully unleashed him, we would have him, not that he can't pass the football, because we've seen him do it. Hell, I just threw up the stats, and again, it's not like he was awful. He was in a tough spot, but nearly 800 passing yards last year, 63% completion percentage. But if I'm Michael Hawk, if I'm the coaching staff, I'm telling him not to run in this game.
Yeah,
because we don't need him to.
Right.
And of course, he's the backup, and we can't have the backup getting hurt because then, again, they're saying in the comments, we trust Hawkins, right? I hope we don't have to. I trust the third stringer, whoever the hell that is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got to keep this guy protected, keep him safe, and really, again, this is the perfect opponent to get it going, get some confidence going in the passing game, because if we do need him for Red River, that's when we unleash him. And we let him, hell, run it 15 times if he's got to beat Texas. You know, anything goes in that ball game. So I want to see him not take off one time.
Yeah,
that's kind of something I'll be looking for. Just pick this team apart with your arm, like we know you can. So that's going to be fascinating in this new offense for him, and just complete domination of defense. And I would This is going to sound silly, but this is kind of like where we're at in football now.
Uh-huh.
We got to get all our defensive starters off the field by halftime.
Yes.
Because we can't have any targeting in a second half. Cost us an attack. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that ahead, looking ahead to Red River. We don't want any excuses to hold out some of our best players for next week. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And this is a good spot to be in. But, you know, if you get careless, like you said, especially with your quarterback, you know, that really could hurt, you know, the future. And we don't want that. This should be a clean game. And I'd like to get that. I don't necessarily need a shootout, if you will. I don't need Hawkins to win me over with his arm performance. I really would like to see the running game work some of those kinks out, because let's not lie to ourselves. That's probably one of the biggest problems Oklahoma's had up to this point, in my opinion, is getting away from that balance. So let's work on that this week. But more importantly, like you said, let's get these starters off the football field.
I want to see two receivers have 100 yards. How about that?
Hey, I'll dig it.
Hey, shout out Shane Parks. He said the third stringer's Whit Neubauer. In Neubauer, we trust. Get ready to hear. All right, so I say all that to say, Shane, I'm just trying to make this as interesting as possible. Yes. Oklahoma, 42. Kent State, 3.
Oh, that's what I had, didn't I?
Because we want Neubauer to get some reps in here.
Yeah, I got you. Neubauer. We don't even know if that's who it is. He may have just picked some random name. We're like, yeah, he's a good guy. I like him. His parents are awesome.
Never heard of him. All right, shout out, Shay. Now we get into conference play.
Yeah.
The beauty that is SEC football. Kentucky, Shane, on the road in Athens at Mighty Georgia. Georgia, 20 and a half, point favorite. 48.5 is the over under. Noon Eastern, 11 a.m. kickoff here. ABC, nationally televised. And I felt bad for Kentucky, Shane, when Kirby Smart this week came out and said, boy, man, those people need to appreciate Mark Stoops and what he's done for them. Anytime the opposing coach is kissing his ass, that just lets me know an ass whooping's coming here.
Are they giving anything away at the stadium for this game, Mike? You remember he was asked that, you know, is there some sort of incentive to come to this football game, Mike? And listen, we have seen some really, really close Kentucky-Georgia games. I'm not expecting that, but I never expect that. You know what I'm saying? It feels like for some reason, whatever it is, Mark Stoops gets up for this game and Kirby Smart, you know, flops in this game. Still finds a way to win because I think their streak's at 15 now, and I expect it to go to 16, but this is going to be a tough game. Tough watch here, Mike. I don't know. Is this televised? I don't even know. You may have to pay to watch this one. But I think at the end of the day, Georgia is just too talented for Kentucky. I would love to see this running game. I mean, we've been bitching and moaning about Mike Bobo since day one. Let's open this thing up. Because Kentucky, they got not a tenacious defense, but they got a defense that can – not cause issues. I'm trying to think. Make you pick one way or the other. You know, it just seems like if they go all into the box, you're not running on them, but by God, you could throw on them. I feel like I want to see balance from Georgia just because they can do that against this football team. They could roll out the third team, and I feel like they're going to whoop up on Kentucky. So I don't know why I'm dragging this out. Georgia 35, Kentucky 10. This shouldn't be a ball game, but wouldn't be surprised if this thing's not 17-10 at half.
Oh, do they fire Bobo at halftime if it is?
It better not be. But that's what I was saying. I want to walk away from this game saying, you know what? Georgia made a lot of mistakes during that Alabama game, and they fixed it. And we can see that it was fixed going into this Kentucky matchup. I don't want to walk away saying, damn, we're at halftime and we're struggling against Kentucky, because Mike Bobo pressure, the hot seat, all that Georgia's not back mentality is going to stick around.
Let me ask you this. So you said 35-10. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 35-10. Yes.
Mm. Shane. Now, I know it's Kentucky, and I know it's Mighty Georgia, but we may have to get to a point where shout out to Pat Smith. Had an interview with him. It's on the channel.
Yeah.
Watch it when you're – but wait till we're done with this here. But, you know, and he's not the only one, but, you know, he's got it in my head. This is like NFL light now.
Yeah.
Any team can beat anybody. And you sit there and say, come on, Kentucky. Kentucky going to beat somebody. Come on. Well, I know it was last year, a little bit different story, but do you remember, Shane, the only team Kentucky beat?
Ole Miss?
Yeah. I mean, otherwise Ole Miss would have went to the playoff. You know what I mean? So I don't know that we're getting many blowouts in this conference. I really don't. Not at least, you know, not with maybe if a starting quarterback's out or the coach has already been fired, you know, anything else. I mean, Kentucky's going to get up for this football game.
Yes.
Now, Georgia should get up too after losing the game. But I don't know. I think it's a little bit closer than you're suggesting there, because Kentucky can run the football. And they, like you said, they got a good defense. What is Gunner? Has he lost any confidence? I'm not saying he has, but, you know, he had an opportunity to win that Alabama game, and he didn't get it done. I don't know, Shane. This is, I keep going back, and maybe Kirby's right. Maybe Stoops is. What hell of a football coach, you know what?
Yeah.
They ought to be thankful. You know why they should be thankful down there, Shane?
Why is that?
Because Kentucky is not getting their ass kicked. That's good enough for Kentucky, right? Just a close ball game. Give me Georgia 27. Give me Kentucky 14. So I like Kentucky to cover. We say it every year, Shane. We say, oh, they're going to get their ass stomped.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, it's a damn ball game. So I like Kentucky. I like the points. That's one of my favorite bets this week. I really like it. And Kirby loves Stoops. So he'll take his foot off the gas if they're whooping them bad.
Isn't it funny? I've got him winning by 3 scores, and you're considering that a blowout, you know, just because, to be fair, I think there are some teams that have the ability to blow out SEC teams, and I feel like there are some that don't. And right now, I mean, when you watch a Georgia, what, win by 3 scores against Austin Peay, you know, you got the 1 score against Tennessee. I feel like there are a handful of teams that have that capability, and maybe it's this offense that's so frustrating. A 3-score lead is technically a blowout in your mind, you know, but I don't think it would be if we were talking about an Ole Miss or a Tennessee or something like that, you know, where we're talking about like a serious blowout. But right. It's just kind of funny that this dominant Georgia Bulldog team, you know, you say, hey, 3 scores, that's a blowout.
Yeah. And shout out Marcus. Shane, he gave us $20. Dogs by 50. Maybe.
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 I just don't know, man. I don't know if these boys got a bet or something. Like Stoops has got something, like something in his email. He's goes, I will fucking release it. If you beat me by more than 3 scores, this photo's going viral.
All right, how about the night game, Shane? It's a blackout as Mississippi State heads to Texas A&M up in College Station. Shout out them Aggies, Shane. They're favored by 16.5 points. This line just keeps growing and growing. Over-unders, 55.5, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on the SEC Network. I don't know if you've seen the end zones. They've already painted them black.
Yeah.
It's so wild to see A&M in black, but... man, I say all that to say, who do you got here, the Bulldogs or the Aggies?
Hey, it is so important. And I think, you know, some people consider the blackout kind of a gimmick, but I think it's important. This is a strategic move because Mississippi State is a dangerous football team, a team that should have beat Tennessee last week, should be a top 25, still, I think, is a top 25 team. And if they rolled into town, you know, at 18 or 17, I don't feel like you would need to have a blackout. But I feel like it's important for the Aggies to not lose track. They're not there. They have not arrived. They've won 4 games. That's fantastic, right? But they have not won any championships. They have not won, you know, a bid to the college football playoffs. There is still a lot to be earned in this season, and you lose all of that if you stumble here on a home game. And I'm not saying that beating Mississippi State is just a shoe-in. I just feel like at home it should be, Mike. You know, you're favored by 2 scores. You should continue to roll. So it's important that A&M does not overlook the big prize. And that the old saying, it's 1-0. It's very important that you don't get caught looking ahead, because if you do, Mississippi State will beat you. They got one of the most prolific rushing attacks I've ever seen in the SEC. Trust me, I got to see it firsthand last week. Now, one thing that I do like about Texas A&M, since that UTSA game, they've averaged 2 yards a carry against them. You know, they have really clamped down on the rushing. So I feel like this is going to be a little bit of a chess match between quarterbacks, and I like Marcel Reed a little bit more. And not to mention that orchestrated home field advantage, because this place is going to be absolutely electric. And I like Texas A&M. I've been on this wagon since day one, Mike. Give me A&M 31, Mississippi State 20. Come on now.
Ooh, 31 to 20.
Not a blowout, 11 points, but I do think that I think this is a better game than we think moving in.
State covers, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is it, 14, I believe?
It's up to 16 and a half. Keeps moving.
Damn, yeah. Well, that's scary.
That money's coming in, Shane.
Somebody's betting.
Billy Lucci.
Billy's he put Tex Ags up for a collateral here, didn't he?
Now, how about this, though, Shane?
Yeah.
A&M dominated last week.
Yes.
But it didn't reflect on the scoreboard. What if they minimize these mistakes? They had over 100 yards in penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Minimize that garbage. They could have killed Auburn.
Yeah.
And that's in there too, right? To where they could banged up. A lot of there's a left tackle and their best safety, best overall player, Isaac Smith. He's banged up.
Yeah.
Mississippi State, I don't believe they're at a point where they can, you know, just overcome their best player perhaps and a starting offensive tackle. So I don't know those guys are out, but I think they were both listed as questionable yesterday. So, you know, that's something to watch in this ball game. But I don't know. I'm back and forth with it too, Shane, because it seems like every year we pick, and not just us, but like everybody picks against Mississippi State in this matchup.
Yeah.
And they more than hold their own. They split the series so far in the SEC, I believe, with Texas A&M. So they punch above their weight. And they win in Kyle Field, or at least they have, under Coach Leach, may he rest in peace. He won in there. I think he won in there twice in Kyle Field, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, they're no strangers to going in there. I don't know if it was ever a blackout, though. Again, that ramps it up a little bit, doesn't it? But I love what you said there, Shane. If A&M is who I claim they are and who you claim they aren't, these are the games where they, you know, they dispatch.
Yeah.
I don't want to say Mississippi State's a lower team, because we thought that all off season, and they've proved us deadly wrong here. They look legitimate, but still, you got to take care of your home games.
Yes.
If you are an elite Southeastern Conference team here, like A&M claims to be. So, buddy, I say all that to say, I love what you said about, Marcel Reed.
Yeah.
He's heating up. And A&M's just so balanced right now, Shane.
Yeah.
With Craver and Concepcion, and now they got Le'Veon Moss going too. How the hell you stop a crew like this? I don't know. And I'll tell you what, Mississippi State's not going to know either, Shane. Give me them Aggies. Give me 35 A&M. Mississippi State 24.
Yeah.
So I'm right there with you. I hope his line goes up to 20. I'll feel even better about it. You know what I mean? But I like Mississippi State to cover. I like A&M to win by double digits here.
Let me ask you something that kind of came up in the press conference, and Elko shot down real quick. Do you feel like there's any, I don't know. Yeah, you mentioned Craver, and I feel like he's been one of those breakout players for them Aggies. Do you expect bigger numbers for him during this game, or do you expect maybe a little better coverage from them Bulldogs? You know,
a little payback.
I'm just saying. You know, it seems like this is a. I listen to Le'Veon, and it's unfortunate we don't play Le'Veon. We should play him more here, because I sense a little bit of that. And he talked about in the conference saying, hey, you know, I felt yesterday, like he was talking about last week, Tennessee game, that helped gain confidence in that locker room. And I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, for so long we thought, you know, these guys were so far behind that they've got a lot of catching up to do. And the fact they can go toe-to-toe with a college football playoff team, you know, I think that bodes well and it builds excitement. And when you go down, I think that makes them even more dangerous. So I'm kind of leery about this spread moving so much. In fact, I'm not ruling out that Mississippi State can't get the win here, Mike, because just the way this us against the world attitude that they have. And yes, Craver down here, he left. He tucked tail and left. He's a traitor in their eyes. And I feel like going down here, you know, it's a personal game. They're going to make it anything and everything to make it more personal. They're black. This is a funeral, man. That's what you do when you're the opposing team. We're going to a funeral. So I would not be surprised if this is not an upset. And honestly, I feel like the ball is ultimately in Texas A&M's court. And what I mean by that, Mike, and I'll shut up with this. They cannot overlook. Just like I said, they cannot feel like they're just going to roll the football out there and get the win. If they do, Mississippi State blows them out. But if they come in there prepared and realizing that Tennessee just about got knocked out by these boys, I feel like Aggies are in a fight and they should be able to win here.
Right. Yeah. No. I like a lot of what you said. I think there's a very good chance this is the best game of the weekend.
Yeah.
In the Southeastern Conference. And I believe, Shane, I don't want to put you on the spot. Let me know if you haven't decided yet. But I think we're going to do a watch party Saturday night for this game because it's the only night game. So,
yeah.
Perfect. We wear black. I think we should. You know
what? Let's do it.
All right. How about this one, Shane? Texas, come on down, buddy. Welcome to Southeastern Conference Play Week 6. Get on board here, Longhorns. Come on down to the Swamp, where Texas is a 6.5-point favorite. Shane, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central on ESPN. Oh, excuse me, Shane. The line, this one moved too. Texas is currently a 4.5-point favorite. It has moved again over under 42.5. Buddy, who do you like here in the battle of hyped quarterbacks that have yet to live up to it?
Yeah, that's the key, right? You know, if you were simming this game on college football, you know, Texas would win by 40 points, right? But we're not simming. This is a game that I told you all week feels off. Feels like there's some evil spirits down there in Gainesville, you know? And I don't know if this is Billy Napier, you know, he's back against the wall. He snuck down there to Louisiana, you know, met some family and friends, maybe got some of them little pin dolls, you know what I'm talking about? Put some evil voodoo on this thing. I feel like they've got absolutely nothing to lose. And that's what makes, I think, the Florida Gators so damn scary is – he gets it. He's a dead man walking. He could lose his job tomorrow. He could lose it at the end of the year. He could even win this game and still get fired. That would not surprise me. And I feel like that's what makes this team so dangerous now, right? Mm-hmm. DJ needed that bye week. I think if there was a team that needed a bye week, it was the Florida Gators, coming off two of those tough opponents with LSU and Miami, two of the toughest defenses in the country, gives them a week to heal up and get ready for another explosive defense. However, this is a football team. These Texas Longhorns, man. I can't put my thumb on it. I want to get, you know, sucked back into the hype with a Sam Houston win and Arch is doing all this celebration, but I can't overlook UTEP. I can't overlook any of the games that they played since that Ohio State matchup. This is an offense that is toward the bottom right now, in my opinion, as far as production. I think their defense is absolutely elite, but I go round and round. Who's going to win this game? Who's supposed to win this game? I think if you're looking at the paper, you're going to give the Longhorns, but if you're going with your gut, you just know there's some evil, wicked something on this game. And I've got Florida Gators pulling off the upset, Mike. Florida 7, Texas 6. This is my Morristown Honda lock of the week. Not lock of the week, but Morristown Honda deal of the week here. So.
Oh, my God. Hey, so you must have loved that weather forecast. I mean, maybe that's it. You know, it's a sloppy game. There's fumbles. There's can't kick field goals, you know. I mean, Man,
bunch of wet balls everywhere, you know. DJ's got that look in his eyes.
What would be the old reaction in Austin if that happens?
Well, I mean, even Arch, your boy Anwar asked him. He asked him to clarify what he meant about 9-win teams making the playoffs or having a good season, and I just. You know, answering questions like that, it just makes you think, like, you know what you got, right? You know if you've got a playoff caliber team. And if you're already kind of leaning into those excuses, I would have shut that down immediately. 9-3, unacceptable, especially down here in Austin. Instead, he went through a 5-minute conversation on why it should be acceptable. So I just, for me, Mike, I have got to see it. I haven't got to see it. You know, I've seen Florida and I've seen them struggle, but I've seen them struggle against elite football teams. You want to talk about a team that's battle tested. There's not one program that is more ready for a fight than the Florida Gators right now. And I just feel like the Texas, I got to see it. I got to see it from them. I'm probably wrong. Wouldn't blow my mind if Texas beats them by 5 touchdowns and I look like an idiot. But once I see that, then I can get back onto the Arch bandwagon.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've checked it out or any of the cousins. A little free plug here for Brooks Austin. You know, he does a hell of a job with his film guy network here. And he did a Arch video this week. And man, it, you know, some of it's kind of shocking, Shane, because again, I think it was the it was like it may have been the UTEP game or it may have even been Sam Houston, but just kind of just showing on film that Arch, even against these lesser teams, is not taking the plays that are there, and that, like, again, I know he's like relatively inexperienced,
right?
But he should be able to easily, like, Sarkisian is dialing up these plays and Arch is looking right at it and he's not taking it.
Yes.
So I don't know what is up with that. But again, go check out the video for yourself if you don't believe me. But that just tells me this is like a quarterback that is lacking confidence going into the swamp, Shane. Again, he ain't at home playing Sam Houston and UTEP. This is the swamp where, again, I don't know how engaged those fans are. That's going to be, I think that's one of the big storylines going into this game. I would imagine if I'm a Florida fan and you're looking at the weather forecast and you're like, good Lord, like, look at this disaster.
Yeah.
Do we really want to go support Billy Napier one last time? I don't know. Maybe the Gator fans don't show up. But if the Gator fans do, if they come in there and cause hell, I'm right there with you. I think Texas can lose this football game. I don't know what to make of Texas, Shane. You tell me they're in the playoff, I'd believe you. You tell me they go 8-4, I'd believe you. Hell, that might be overachieving based on what we've seen up to this point, given that the upcoming slate that they have upcoming. So I don't know, but I do know one thing, Shane.
Yes.
I'm out on these bastards. Come on, Shane. After an off season of you trashing the Gators, now you jump on that, makes me feel even more comfortable making this prediction, Shane. I think Billy Napier shocks the world, shocks Gator Nation, much like you, but just in the wrong way. I meant to look this up. I forgot to do it. But do you have any idea, Shane, how many games that Florida Gators have a scoring streak? Do you have any idea how long that dates back? I'm looking it up as I'm asking.
Their scoring streak, like how many games they've scored points?
I believe it's now I could have this totally wrong. I just Googled it and it says 465.
It's 465 games with scoring points in a row. So yes. They've never been shut out?
Not since 1988. That's an all-time record.
I'd give anything to go back to 88. I would have said, Shane, put the pizza down.
Well, here it is, Shane. It ends on Saturday. Give me Texas 27, Florida goose egg. Ooh. John Mateer, money line lock of the week. Give me them Longhorns to shut out the Gators, and that'll be the final. That's all they care about down there. They don't care about winning games in Florida, Shane. They care about this stupid streak. Billy Napier, I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago in the bowl game, they were losing 30-0. Final play of the game, he kicks a damn field goal to keep that damn streak going. No opportunities this weekend. Florida gets shut out.
I saw an article, Mike, that said that Florida Gators hope there's Florida fans that hope Billy Napier loses at this game. Is that, do you think that's true?
Yes. So they can get a new coach, you know?
What a horrible spot to be in, Mike. That's exactly why I've got to win by one. It's just not sexy enough, you know? It's like, damn, we got to keep them, but, you know, it's just 1 point.
Hey. Seven.
Yeah, sorry.
Shout out P5, SEC Bank, Cousin Shane, for your watch party, MIZ, 20
Thank
bucks.
You, cuz.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, they're taking the week off watching this next game we're about to talk about, Mike.
Yeah. So, all right, final one here, Shane. We got Vanderbilt, undefeated Vanderbilt, by the way. Get it correct. At Alabama College Game Day, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, nationally televised on ABC. Bama favored by 10.5 points, over under 55.5. Buddy, I never in a million years would have guessed there's one undefeated team in this game, and it's not Bama.
No, I didn't either, man. And it honestly, it surprises me how well they've been playing. And it's not just cupcake teams. I mean, we got SEC teams. We've got a Virginia Tech football. I mean, we're looking at the wins that they're getting, and they are absolutely destroying teams. Nick Saban said it best. He said, hey, man, this is a good team. This is a better team than we saw last year. What, you remember what happened with the team last year? Mm-hmm. They whooped up on them Tide. You know what I'm saying? So can it happen again? I don't see why it wouldn't. Pavi is healthy. They've got a tremendous defense. I would love to have seen it in Nashville again, but it is going to Tuscaloosa. But and I think it's I'm not saying terrible. I do think that it could be an issue coming off that emotional win against the Georgia Bulldogs. You know, you're just so damn excited. You're looking forward to it, but how can you look forward to it when you got your quarterback coming out here and saying things like the crowd is going to be a big factor in this game, but we just have to play within the white lines. If we do that, if we play our game, it won't be close. Mike, give me the camera for a second. Won't be close. I think Pavia freaking nailed it, because ain't nobody playing better than them Vanderbilt Commodores right now. Give me Alabama 42, Vanderbilt 14. This ain't going to be close. They're going to take a sledgehammer to them ants. Come on, Roll Tide.
see what that is, cousins? That's Shane not wanting to do extra 2 miles of walking.
I already owe two. I can't have four. Come on.
Oh, I think Vanderbilt's way too good on offense to only put up 10 against this team, Shane. I mean, they're one of the most efficient offenses in the country. They got Diego Pavia slicing and dicing every opponent he faces. Mm-hmm. They came back to win a national championship, Shane. And these are the games that you've got to win these national championships. They got Johnny Manziel going to be on the sideline, Shane, in a Diego Pavia jersey, if I have that correct. So, man, I can only – and I imagine Theo Vaughn will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Double star power over there, you know what I mean? So, I think Diego Pavia is going to have a hell of a lot more success than you in this matchup. And I know big game to boring. You know, he gets up for the big games. Is this truly a big game? I don't know. I mean, on paper it is, but is it in that locker room? I kind of doubt it. So his record in these games when he's a double-digit favorite, I believe is worse than his record against top 10 opponents. That's like one of the most weird stats in college football right now. But I like Vanderbilt a lot more than you do, obviously. I've liked them all year. But Alabama, hell, Alabama was my pick to win the SEC for a reason, and they're finally starting to look like it. You know what?
Yeah.
So you can't just beat Georgia and then turn around and lose this one. Otherwise, this is crazy, Shane, but I think it's true. I think if DeBoer loses this Vanderbilt game, I think he's getting fired.
Yeah.
How about that?
No. Okay.
Said, yeah. He said, what?
No.
Because if he's losing to Vanderbilt, he's going to lose a couple more of these.
But not like after this game. You're saying at some point he will get fired.
By November 30th, his ass will be grass. That's okay. What I'm saying. Okay. So they'll be out on his ass. So now maybe they'll bring him back for every top 10 matchup they got to coach up the team. But, yeah, it's not going to work for him. We as fun as beating Georgia was, we can't live with a coach that beats Georgia every year and then loses to Vanderbilt and then turns around and beats LSU, but then loses to Tennessee. You see what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
We need a consistent damn coach here to win us a championship. So there's a lot on the line for old Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide in this game, Shane. So I'm with you, sort of. I do like Alabama to win, but this could be an all-time thriller, Shane. Give me Alabama 38. Give me Vanderbilt 35. I think it's a 3-point. I think it's a back and forth. I think it's like last team with the football wins it. I don't have a lot of confidence in Vanderbilt's defense. Otherwise, yeah. I would pick them to win this football game. I really would.
I feel like if it's close, Vanderbilt could win. But if it's a blowout, then if I told you this game was a blowout, I would say it's because Alabama blew out Vanderbilt. But if it's a close game, it was a close win, I wouldn't know who you picked, because I just feel like that's the key for Vanderbilt is playing their style of football. And their style is continue to chew up clock. You know what I'm saying? Chew up clock, get a win. And Pavia, say what you want, he was banged up this time last year when this is the healthiest Pavia's been. But this is also an Alabama defense that understands what challenge is in front of them, and I would expect those ears pinned back, and Pavia is going to play the most physical game of football he's ever been in.
Hey, Junior says, Shane's boots ain't made for walking.
No. Hell no. Here's my lock right here. Look at it. Come on, the sledgehammer, the ants. Hell yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Stephen Up gave us $20, Shane, just for Shane's pick. So we appreciate hell you, buddy. Yeah. Of course, we double cousin cursed him.
Let me ask you this, Mike. If Vanderbilt does win this game, it's because this happened.
I think because they can't slow down Diego Pavia in the offense, just like last year, who they were incredible on third down.
Yeah.
I can't remember this specifically, probably should have looked it up, but I think they were like 13 of 17 or something, kind of like Alabama just did to Georgia. That's what Vanderbilt did to Alabama. Limit Ty Simpson's possessions, limit that Crimson Tide offense, because Alabama should have their way with Vanderbilt's defense.
Yeah.
But, hey, all it takes is, like last year, there was a pick six, you know, a tip here, a fumble there, and that could very well be the difference in this football game. So limit their possessions, be explosive, but at the same time, chew up the clock. Mm-hmm. That's what Vanderbilt does, and they're having a lot of success with it. So, man, I don't know. I think we're going to get a really good ball game here.
The only thing I worry about Alabama is you go to week one, there was a lot of give up in that locker room, right? Once they got down, once adversity hit, it seemed like the team folded. And I go back to this time last year, and you remember this is the infamous, was it kicking a football or something? It was like a total meltdown on that defensive side. So and you better damn believe Diego's going to be chirping the entire time. I mean, that's like any fight. Eventually you get tired of it. So I am curious how this thing sets up. It could be a very, very entertaining football game. I just, in my mind, envision the way that Ty's playing right now, that they jump on him early, because even DeBoer talks about it, getting going fast. And if that happens and Vanderbilt finds themselves two scores back, I do not think they catch up.
Hey, Cousin Jordan says, Shane, he's going to send you a Vandy helmet if they win.
And I will wear it on the Sunday show.
Hey, the shout out we want to give our celebrity cousin, Shane. Cousin, yeah. Chase. He gave his predictions here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to read them as he wrote them, all right? So okay. this is not my words, but his words. Georgia Bulldogs 33, Kentucky Wildcats 13, Texas Longhorns 26, Fraudula Gators 10, Texas A&M Aggies 37, Mississippi State Bulldogs, 23. Alabama Crimson Tide, 34. Vanderbilt, 24. Lock of the week here, he says. And then, he did this one all in rainbow. I wish I could display how he did it. But Oklahoma Sooners, 34. Literal dog shit team, 3. So shout out Cousin Chase Moore. That's his predictions. And he's trying to ensure that the Cousins remain ahead for another week.
So I'm trying to look at the differences. You, Chase has Florida.
I think the only difference is Texas.
Texas, Florida. So this is a chance for me to gain one game on you guys. Okay.
Or fall even further.
Yeah, you know how it is. Me at the casino, like, oh, let me put 100 on it. Trying to bet back into this thing.
So if Florida, as you predicted, if Florida wins, Billy Napier, is he completely off the hot seat?
No, no. Just because it's 7-6. So there's going to be some frustrated Florida fans because, again, it's going to be a – wouldn't be surprised if it's a defensive touchdown, right? DJ doesn't get that touchdown.
Do we start to get the Sark? Is Sark maybe not on hot seat, but – questions about how good of a coach he is.
I think we're already there, man. And just because the expectations, the standards, that is when they hired and they pay all this money to players and they pay it to coaching staff. I mean, whether you're not seeing the wins and losses, it's there, man. Texas has got a different standard than a lot of universities. So, yeah, if you can't get to the big game, you can't win the big games, then we don't want you to be at those big games. So I feel like and some of the questions, did you listen a lot to Steve's press conferences this week? You know, it was kind of noise. And what I mean by noise, it was, you know, it was all rainbows and butterflies the first few weeks, right? But then it kind of turned at some point. Now we're saying, hey, can we dial back the knowledge that we're trying to get from Manning here? Can we simplify the playbook? Can we, you know? And it's like, what are we doing here? If you're talking like this to the coach that you pay millions for, then maybe, yeah. So I feel like I don't know if you're asking the headline, but the headline here will be more about Texas falling than Florida getting, or Billy getting an extension, if you will.
Hey, shout out Matt Beard. Comment of the night, Shane. Double cousin curse means something different in Alabama.
Shit.
And let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
If Texas loses, they'll have 2 losses on the year. Do they make the playoff? Because essentially, I think they would have to probably win out. And we're talking Oklahoma, of course, at Kentucky, at Mississippi State, Vanderbilt at home, at Georgia, Arkansas at home, Texas A&M at home. Can they beat all those, or will they beat all those teams?
Texas loses October 4th. They're out of the playoffs. That's how big this game is.
Yeah.
I feel like a loss to a Florida Gator team right now carries so much negative weight, you know? I feel like, because even if Florida takes off and has somewhat a success season, they're going to remember the fired Billy Napier, half the stadium full. It rained the entire time. We had 15 rain. You know, it's the sloppy offense. That's what they're going to remember.
Hey, shout out Carl Jenkins. Shane, give us $10. Vols anchored 4 weeks at number 15. Now we got to buy. They'll drop them, I bet you. AP success. Will Tennessee drop in the rankings, Shane?
No, they're going to move up. Some top 15 teams are going to lose this week.
That's funny.
You negavol. Get out of here, Carl.
All right, anything else, buddy, before we hop off the line?
No, just don't forget, tomorrow going to be on 7:30 in the morning. We got a pretty cool show. I got some fun stuff lined up for you. So I look forward to seeing all the cousins there. And then don't forget Saturday, we're going to have a watch party. We're going to be watching the Texas A&M game and Mississippi State. So it should be exciting. Look forward to seeing everybody there. And remember, spend some time with those loved ones tomorrow, because you owe them, because you know you're going to be right back here Saturday watching us talk college football.
Yeah, would it be Texas? Would that call for an emergency, probably, right? Probably Vanderbilt winning?
Yeah, I mean, any upset, really. Mississippi State win, or we'll be there for that one. If Vanderbilt, Texas, you know, those are going to be some good games. I think so.
Any of them.
Yeah.
If Georgia loses, yeah, will they make the playoff?
If Hawkins gets caught running and we got to figure out who this third quarterback is, we may have... No, I'm just kidding.
All right, buddy. So I think that's going to do it.
Yeah.
For this episode of the show, we appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. And we'll catch you tomorrow in the morning.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.